MoneyWeb now on the money.
MoneyWeb now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper focus on acquiring stable income producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Chatting now with Narina Fisser. She is, of course, director at ETFSA. And Monday was an exciting day, 1st of March. It means that our annual tax-free limit resets. The minister did not change the limits in his budget speech of last week. So we sit at 36,000 per year per individual tax year, so March to Feb. And, of course, lifetime limit, $500,000 remains. Narina, morning. Appreciate your time. I think it's well known. I'm a simple chap. I go and buy my one ETF. I did it on Monday morning. It was great excitement. You take a more nuanced approach, proactive, passive. I mean, you're looking out your new allocation of tax-free money and thinking to yourself, where best, where do I want to perhaps top up in certain spaces rather than just, as I do, drop it into one?
Yes, indeed. Absolutely, Simon. So the main reasons I think why I do prefer the nuanced approach is I think it's quite unfortunate that we tend to use the term a tax-free savings account. That's yes. The first problem that I have. I prefer tax-free investment account because, of course, you can have your tax-free savings account at a bank where you only have a savings account and where you only earn mm-hmm. interest, which means that you're going to be earning that interest tax-free. But in my book, that's really a bit of a waste of your tax-free allowance, because if we think of the $36,000 that we can invest in a year, the amount of interest we're going to earn on that really is quite paltry, quite measly. We already, as individuals, get 23,800 Rand per tax year of interest without having to pay tax on it. Mm-hmm. So using this allowance, only earning interest is a bit of a waste. So I turn my attention to the two other major components of tax that we can save in a tax-free investment account, and that's dividend withholding tax and capital gains tax. Mm-hmm. Now, dividend withholding tax is something that you're going to be saving literally from the first dividend that you receive in your tax-free investment account. Yeah. If you hold that ETF in a regular, normal discretionary account, 20% of every dividend that you receive will automatically be paid back to SARS. It's withheld. You never even see it. Whereas if you hold that exact same ETF in your tax-free investment account, you get the full dividend. So benefit starts from day one. And that's one of the main important reasons also why I love it when I hear people like you say, 1st of March, first thing I did, first thing in the morning was I invested my 36,000 that I've got available. The capital gains tax, of course, is the major component over the longer term. So there is a bit of a time horizon question to what ETF I should be putting into my tax-free investment account. Because if it is certainly for the longer term, as I believe it should be, your potential to save capital gains over the long capital gains tax over the long term is astounding. It really is mm-hmm. quite profound. And so my main preference for investments inside my tax-free investment account is ETFs that are going to give me very good and strong capital gains over the long term, because that's where and how I'm going to be saving the most tax.
Yeah, but I also like your point on dividends. I hadn't thought of that. I score from day one. The CGT I'm going to get in, 40 years' time, or I'll be very old by then, but I take your point. Those dividends kick from day one. But my next question then is, is it lump sum or monthly? And let's assume that the listener's a lucky individual who's got that 36,000 on Monday. To my mind, the math says do the one-off. And of course, if you're not going to, but there's also the flip side, which is about sleeping well at night. But the math does say do it all at once.
Yeah, absolutely. It's for various reasons. That is the simple answer, the theoretical answer, the correct answer, mm-hmm. but it's maybe not the one that fits the best in your stomach. So I tend to look then at what is the source of that money? Where is it coming from? Do I already have that 36,000 available? If not, then certainly a monthly contribution, a regular a recurring investment mm-hmm. is great. It's a wonderful habit to have that regular investment. But should you already have that 36,000, then absolutely the best is to put it in as a lump sum. But this this is where it gets quite interesting. What I quite like to do is, you might be looking at your budget, at your money in your bank account and say, well, Marina, I don't have that $36,000 available. But maybe you have a regular investment account where you already hold 36,000 rand, or at least that, of investments. And then I'm saying to you, well, you know what? That exact same CTE and ETF that you hold in your regular investment account, why don't you sell it out of the investment account and go and buy it in your tax-free investment account? Now you've not taken a view on, am I buying high or buying low or selling high or selling low? All I've done is I've bought and sold in the same level of the market. I've taken it out of an account where I don't have any tax protection or tax benefits, and I've just bought it into an account where I've got those benefits. So now I don't have to stress about, oh, did I buy it at the wrong time? Did I buy it at the wrong level? I've just moved it to a more tax-beneficial account. And then I can always continue to build up more assets inside my discretionary investment. And come next year, I can do the rest. Because bearing all the next phase, because bear in mind, if I'm going to be selling 56,000 rands worth of ETF investment out of my discretionary account, my regular account, there's no way I could have incurred 40,000 rand worth of capital gains tax, or capital gains, sorry, in that discretionary account. Because that's the amount of capital gains that I can make every year, on which I also don't have to pay tax. So in this way, I'm ensuring that I'm doing this in completely a tax-neutral way, and I know I have my 36,000 sitting in my tax-free investment account, and I'm getting that full benefit from day one.
That is so deeply cunning. That is so deeply cunning. Switch your 36,000 and then put your monthly contribution, if you have it, and then put your monthly contributions in, because essentially it puts you, well, on the last contribution, it puts you a full 11 months ahead. And you think 11 months, but 11 months, you stack that over years. Narina Fisser, ETFSA director. That's why we have you on, because that is the cunningest thing I've heard all year. Really appreciate your early morning. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 29. It's a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider with license number 50483.